Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Christopher Michael Sanchez.
Okay, sir. Just wait 1 second, and the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sanchez, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Just give me 1 moment to fill out some paperwork and we'll get started.
Okay.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Christopher Michael Sanchez, 237-354.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the 2 alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. On this Friday, we are authorized for a 2-member panel. With me is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. T. Wright. Pardon me. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer.
Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you, sir. Before we get started, we need to swear you in. So, Mr. Sanchez and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so we affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Sir, this hearing will be conducted in 2 phases. Phase 1 will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with Phase 2 deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin Phase 1 by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions of Phase 1. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will read from the warrant. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse under criminal laws or company as follows. Allegation number 1, violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about July 11, 2017, for the TASC GCMS lab report dated July 17, 2017. Mr. Sanchez, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. Allegation number 2, violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on July 25th, 2017, as directed on July 24th, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Mr. Sanchez, is this true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Sanchez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal wage or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Sanchez, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, we will determine if you should be continued or revoked, or your, pardon me, if your supervision should be continued or revoked. During this phase, you'll have a chance to talk to the board in detail, but before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, sir. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Sanchez was released from DOC custody on January 3rd, 2017. He was arrested on October 19th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his Chicago work status, and was returned to our custody that same day with 86 absconders with a community supervision end date of December 25th of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2008, theft, 1 year. 2011, marijuana violation, 1 year. And 2014, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. He said 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SCG and gang information noted. Then in December of 2008, he self-admitted to being a member of the Southside Finiquitas. Prior term of supervision, 2008 was an absolute discharge, and in 2011, TIS completion, 4 months. He has a minimal disciplinary history, and since his return, received a write-up on November 26th of 2017 for a violation of department or institutional rule. Other arrests, 2003, marijuana violation, AZ adjudicated delinquent. 2006, marijuana violation, AZ juvenile probation. In 2008, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G6B7.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Sanchez. I would like to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're approved to reside with your parents at 20508 East Conestoga Drive, Mayor, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Were you working when you were outside of the prison system?
Yes, I was.
What were you doing, sir?
Well, my dad has his own little business and out there in Mayor, and so we did, like, we restore cars and stuff like that, you know, so I was helping my father do his little thing.
In your programming notes, you were referred to SAGE for relapse prevention, and later enrolled in the 30-day ATH program at Maricopa Reentry Center due to your methamphetamine use. You submitted a total of 9 urinalysis tests. 5 were negative, which we commend you for, but you had 4 that tested positive for methamphetamine. So, am I correct that you have some struggle with methamphetamine abuse?
Yes, sir. And as you said, I went to the MRC Rehabilitation Center, and it was a really good place, honestly. And yes, you're correct.
Well, where are you at now? I mean, are you clean?
Yes, sir.
So, what's your plans? Do you think you can move forward without drug use in your life?
Definitely, sir. I know I can move forward without drugs in my life. I got out and I'm not even gonna lie, I got a little overwhelmed by the area I was in as a mayor. It was one of the core stakes. And so my job finding was hard and the situation at my house was hard. And now I have a job placement over there, a better one. And I mean, to where, like, I don't have to, like, worry about if I'm going to get work or not with my boss or not. So I'm not really worried about nothing, sir, but I would respect and appreciate anything that you have for me today.
Thank you, sir. It looks like, if my math is correct, and I hope I am, that you only have 24 days left of your prison sentence. So regardless of how this board votes today, you're getting very close to coming out. So is work waiting for you one way or the other?
Yes, sir.
That's positive, and certainly we're hoping for your success when you return to the community. You were missing for 86 days from community supervision. What was going on during that time, sir?
Well, sir, honestly, my girlfriend and my mom passed away. And so she didn't have no one else, and I didn't want to just leave her, like, without me, like, being there for her, right? And I know I have my own personal things in life I have to take care of, but at the same time, I'm just a real caring type of person. And so I may have did the wrong things to do the right things, and I do realize that I did that. And so I'm here today to take full responsibility for everything that I did to do that for her.
What caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you're arrested on your abscond status?
They had a police vehicle over.
For what, sir?
As far as, I think I was speeding.
Okay.
And I don't know if I had a warrant for my violation.
Why didn't you keep contact with your parole officer as opposed to absconding?
Okay, because I was in Phoenix, right, looking for work, and he had told me, he said he wanted me to go to the MRC program, and I had a ride to go back the next day that he wanted me to go right back. And so when he told me that, he told me I had until 8 o'clock the next day to get there, and nobody was able to take me. And so from then on, I was like, well, there it goes, you know. And so that's what happened, sir.
Thank you. I do appreciate your honesty with the board. Frankly, you sound like an individual with a lot of potential. Well, there's some skills, too, if you know a thing or two about renovating vehicles. Certainly, we want to see you succeed when you return to the community. I'm going to ask my fellow board member if he has any questions for you.
No, sir. I have no questions, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Mr. Sanchez, we're getting close to the end of the hearing. Would you like to make a final statement before the board goes into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself in the interest of time management, but this is your board, your hearing, and is there anything else you would like to share?
I just like to apologize for taking up you guys' time by my mistakes, and let you guys know that I'm being more than grateful for you guys. Whatever you guys give me, I'm a man of the Lord, and I just thank you guys for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Sanchez. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, but it is the two board members discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with a decision.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Board Chairman, this is an unfortunate case. Inasmuch that I think Mr. Sanchez sounds like a potentially outstanding young person. I like hearing that he was working. I think he has an understanding that he has a problem with methamphetamine, and it's something that he's putting efforts into getting under control. But I also say, with only 24 days left on his prison sentence, this time might be best used for him to just take advantage of whatever programming is available to him inside the correction system and to put together a plan for a safe and productive return to the community in just 24 short days. That's where I'll begin the discussion.
Thank you, sir, and I think that's where I will end the discussion, because I think that you've summed it up quite well, and he can be ready for the holidays and then to begin the new year on a new leaf on life. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. I'm going to make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017-W2546, our discussion with Mr. Sanchez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Sanchez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse from the criminal company, inasmuch that he relapsed with his use of methamphetamine and failed to follow the directives of his parole officer, absconding for 86 days, and we cannot account for his activity during that time, and that is my motion.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Sanchez, your supervision has been revoked. You'll be released on or about December 25th, on Christmas Day, 2017, which I think is good. You're only looking at 24 more days. As I stated, I see a great potential in you, and I hope that you can make a successful and productive return back to the community this month. So you have the support of your family. When you return to the community, you will no longer have a parole officer or a community supervision officer. You'll be free to pursue your own interests. I just hope that you're committed to stay off drugs at this point.
Thank you, sir.
This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate if you just lay down the phone and tell your CO3 that we're ready for the next individual.
I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.